little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Kira King is here.
Hi, guys.
Let's have a look at what's streaming, what's playing, what's worth checking out this weekend.
Okay, well.
You pick.
I don't know, do you know this, but Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott are starring in a movie together. They've done no press about it whatsoever, but it's called All of Us Strangers, and it's in the cinemas this Friday.
Any awards buzz around this one?
Paul Mescal got nominated for a BAFTA. Andrew Scott definitely should have, but neither of them got an Oscar nomination for it.
Well, who cares? Who needs Oscars? We don't care about Oscars, unless, of course,
Cillian obviously, yeah.
Right, have a listen. This is All of Us Strangers.
Hello.
Hi.
Saw you looking at me from the street. I'm assuming you're not with anyone. Never see you with anyone.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should.
I've always felt like a stranger in my own family.
I'd like to be in love with him.
I've always felt that. This is a new feeling.
You and me together into the world.
All of Us Strangers, it's called, out this weekend. And Kira,
yeah, look, it's spectacular. Look, this is a tough enough movie to try and describe what it's about, but it's about a man called Adam, and he lives kind of a solitary life, and he's a writer, and he decides to kind of write an autobiographical piece about himself, and he finds himself back in his childhood home where he has all these like really deep and beautiful conversations with his parents. But you're kind of looking at the parents played by Jamie Bell and Claire Foy, and you realise that something isn't quite right because his parents look very, very young and their house is very dated. It looks like it hasn't changed since the 80s, and the soundtrack surrounding them and their conversations is like a banging 1980s soundtrack. And this is no huge spoiler. It turns out his parents have passed away years previously in a car accident. And at the same time, he kind of develops this. Wait,
which of them is he? Sorry.
Andrew Scott. Yeah, he plays Adam.
Okay.
And Claire Foy and Jamie Bell play his parents or whatever. And at the same time, he develops this relationship with his hot, scruffy neighbour, Harry, who likes to drink a little bit too much. And he's played, of course, by Paul Mescal. So this is just like a movie about love and compassion, but not just like gay love or parental love. It's about love on like so many different levels. The two lads together absolutely complement each other. Like, I've never seen two male leads do that in such a long time. They're absolutely brilliant in this. Bring tissues, because this movie is going to stay with you for a long time. And if you're like me, antihistamines, because like I was just crying so much. It's so touching and it's so moving and it's so beautiful. And Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott give absolutely incredible performances in this. Okay. It's kind of a ghost story.
Okay.
Ooh. But it's not. Yeah, it's so
it's
much
the ghost,
this
ghost of his past or whatever.
Kind of, yeah. And just the man that he's become today and all of that, and just love and connection. And it is gorgeous.
It's called All of Us Strangers. Yeah. There's been so much buzz about this.
So
and of course,
buzz.
The two Irish boys in it as well. Definitely worth checking out. Oh my God. On the subject of Andrew Scott, tangent, did you see the trailer for the Ripley?
That looks amazing.
I had no idea until I saw it this morning. This is The Talented Mr. Ripley. They've made a TV show for Netflix and Andrew Scott plays him.
Is it coming at the end of January, start of February, I think?
Matt Damon did it originally with Jude Law in the movie years and years ago, which was fantastic as well. But this is a TV series or a Netflix series. It's going to be on Netflix. That also looks brilliant. Clearly on fire at the moment. Andrew Scott doing very well.
Well, we do the Six Nations Full Contact. So that's what everyone has kind of been talking about. The format's pretty simple. It was filmmakers covered the build up to Six Nations 2023. So you kind of get behind the scenes in the dressing rooms, and there's chats with rugby players and coaches and managers and whatnot.
Cool. Have a listen.
Six Nations is the tournament to decide the best team in Europe. Rugby is primal.
It's dog eat dog.
When you go off in a game...
I'm not going to be at war.
I feel like you are going off to war sometimes.
Embrace the fear. Embrace it all.
I struggle with mental health for years. I'm not afraid to say it.
We just need to make this one count.
It's business, ultimately.
And there can only be one winner.
Rugby.
Can I just tell you, I watched a lot of male-orientated movies and TV shows this week. A
lot of boys.
Like a lot of lads. Mm. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you my favourite thing about this is actually getting to know some of the backstories of particular rugby players that I would have known absolutely nothing about.
Is like, this because you're not into rugby, or is it because
no,
it's not
I definitely would be into rugby. As an Irish rugby fan, you don't really get enough, I think, personally. Because
they're
like,
very guarded. They're very managed and very guarded.
Absolutely. But we also, we won it last year, and it was Johnny Sexton's last Six Nations. Andrew Porter does feature in this, but not until the third episode. So you have to watch your three episodes in before Ireland is kind of featured in any kind of big way. And I have to say, I'm so impressed by Andrew Porter. I mean, if anyone saw him on The Late Late Show last year, he talked about his struggles with mental health and, you know, starting secondary school literally the day after his mum died, and how rugby kind of, you know, saved him in a lot of regards. Yeah. Huge respect for Andrew Porter, I have to say. Like, I walked away from it and I was like, I'm a fan now of Andrew Porter. Mm. Other kind of standout rugby players, Ellis Genge.
Correct, well done.
He is an English rugby player who grew up in Bristol.
I don't think there's a question mark at the end of his name.
That's just how he pronounces his name. He talked about how his life could have gone in either direction. You know, he could have gone down kind of the wrong path towards prison, let's say, but that rugby saved him. And also one of the more interesting guys that I came across was Sebastian Negri.
Negri.
No question mark at the end.
He's an Italian Zimbabwean rugby player, and he was just telling the story about how they used to live on a farm in Zimbabwe. And then at night, people connected to Robert Mugabe came and took his family off the farm. And,
oh my God.
You know, and then he ended up playing rugby for Italy. Then he had an incident. I can't remember. Oh, it was England versus Italy, where he swallowed his tongue on the rugby pitch. And Ellis Genge saved him. So there was kind of those little tidbits, whatever.
That's more interesting, isn't it? The humanity, or the human story, the real stories about the individuals rather than the game or the match.
Yeah, kind of. But again, as an Irish rugby fan, I wanted more Irish.
Okay, that's
you know?
Fair enough. Yeah.
But then, you know, like the likes of Stuart Hogg, he was kind of interviewed. Finn Russell is somebody I didn't know anything about as well. And he's a little bit contentious, isn't he? And stuff like that. So it was
mercurial is the word. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, so there you go.
Any good? I've read loads of negative reviews of
it. There's been a lot of negative reviews of it. It's very long. It's like eight or nine episodes long.
You really
need to
be into
like
rugby. But they could have done it in maybe three.
Yeah, but the bits that stood out for me were definitely finding out the backstories of rugby players that I would have known nothing about.
Yeah, and the human stories are quite fun. Six Nations Full Contact, it's called. It's on Netflix. You can check that out. We'll do one more. And this is the Barry Keoghan. There's a bunch of big actors in this.
Do you know what? It's not just Barry Keoghan we should talk about in this, because there's another Irish actor in this and he's absolutely phenomenal. This is Masters of the Air and it drops on Apple TV on Friday.
Have a listen.
Major Egan.
You were the first pilot assigned at the 100th.
Me and Buck Clevin.
You are in charge of 35 planes and 350 air crewmen.
Don't you die on me before I get over there.
Something big is brewing.
The 8th will be sending up the largest air armada ever assembled in the history of mankind.
Straight into Hitler's territory.
And in complete and total air superiority. That's the mission.
We're here to fight the monsters. The things these people are capable of. And they got it coming.
We won't go without a fight.
Yeah. This looks like Band of Brothers or that other one, The Pacific.
Well,
Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg again, is it?
They are the executive producers, And it is very Band of Brothers type style of World War II, kind of epic. And the show follows the 100th Bomb Group, who were stationed on RAF Thorpe Abbotts in England. The 100th was crucial to the European front of the war, right? Okay, I need to read this.
This is straight off Wikipedia.
This it is. No, it isn't. So the group was called the 100th Bomb Group and their nickname came 100th. The Bloody 100th.
The 100th.
Because of the number of casualties that came with being a pilot in this particular time in the war. So it's like against Nazi Germany, the Americans came in to help Europe, basically, to win the war.
And they're flying out of England, is it?
Yeah, they're flying out of England and they're a bunch of Americans. And the cast in this is just absolutely outstanding. And I was saying it to JP earlier, it's like watching the future of Hollywood. I can see who the star is going to be. You've got Austin Butler in it.
Isn't that what happened with Band of Brothers as well? I remember Band of Brothers is a series I go back to all the time and weep at it. But again, this was the making of their career. Sorry, Austin Butler was Elvis, wasn't he?
Austin Butler was Elvis. So his career has kind of been established. He plays Gail Buck Clevin, who's a real-life airline pilot in that particular time as well. He's brilliant in it. For me, the standout is Callum Turner. He's a British actor who's currently canoodling with Dua Lipa, if you want to know who he is. He is outstanding. Barry Keoghan does feature, he features as like this funny, easily irritated New Yorker pilot. He's really good. But for me, the standout was Anthony Boyle. He's an actor from Northern Ireland, and he played the navigator Harry Crosby in this. He's brilliant.
We're looking him up already as you speak. What is it? Anthony Boyle.
Anthony Boyle is his name, and he was just absolutely brilliant. I will say, as a spoiler,
he's a good looking boy.
As a spoiler alert, now I wouldn't get attached to too many of the characters from the first season, because as I said, the 100th Bomb Group were nicknamed the Bloody 100th
Are they making more seasons of it then? Because the way the others had worked, like Band of Brothers, and was it the Pacific, the other one?
It was just called
Pacific.
Pacific, yeah.
And they only made a single series.
Well, this could be a standalone series about this particular group. But the visuals in this, guys, are just absolutely unbelievable. I wanted to become an airline pilot. Not an airline pilot. I wanted to become like a fighter pilot after watching it. I know everything about B-17s and whatnot. You've got the whole history of, obviously, Nazi Germany at the time. The American fighter pilots getting captured by the enemy, trying to make it back to base.
Is it cheesy? Because it sort of sounds cheesy, but is it cheesy in a good way?
Cheesy isn't what I'd call it. Okay. No, cheesy is not what I'd call it. And I didn't realise that I needed another World War II epic in my life until I saw this. And I was just so impressed by the cast. And it is a huge cast. It is a huge TV show. Mm. Like, it's absolutely nutty massive. Obviously, executive producers, Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, the visuals,
everything. Just looking at this here. It's every week.
It comes out every week.
Together. Oh, balls. There's a pair of episodes on the 26th, tomorrow. And then you've got one a week. I'm not going to know what happens then until Easter.
I know, isn't that horrendous that you won't find out that you'll have to watch one a week?
These men paid in blood, Ray, to free Europe, and you can't wait another week to watch the next episode.
It's ridiculous. Well, I know they win in the end, ultimately. Well, I suppose there's nine episodes, and it wraps on the 15th of March. It's called Master of the Egg. Lovely to see you,
lovely
darling,
to see you, boys,
darling. See you next week, darling.
See you next week.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray,
yeah,
I love the show.
Hey.